Close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. Watch it all the way in, all the way out. And ask yourself if it's comfortable. You want your mind to be in harmony with the body. This is one of the ways you do it, by looking to how you can make the body comfortable right here in the present moment. Because after all, the breath is the force of life. And if it flows smoothly throughout the body, it's going to be good for all the organs of the body. When the organs of the body are well nourished, this is a good place to be. And the mind, when it has a good place to be, will be more likely to do skillful things, think skillful things. In other words, both the body and the mind get strengthened by the fact they're here together and in harmony. We live in a world where there's a lot of dissension right now, a lot of breaking of ties. It just creates more and more weakness. It's harder and harder to do good things in the world when it's like that. Look at the world outside, and where are you going to solve the problems of the world? Well, you have to start inside. Bring some harmony inside. And then think about the way you relate to the people immediately around you. As the Buddha said, the best way to relate is to have thoughts of goodwill, words of goodwill, deeds of goodwill. Be generous with what you have, sharing what you have. Learning to be a person of good virtue and good wisdom. When you have virtue and right view in common, then it's very easy to live together. When your views go off in different directions, then it's hard. So make your views in line with the views of the noble ones. They look at life and they can see where they're suffering, but we're doing to cause the suffering. So when you find yourself suffering, you know, it's not, the issue doesn't come from outside, it comes from within. There may be bad things outside, but you don't have to suffer from them. You suffer from them if you have unskillful thoughts. So just try to bring some skill to your mind. This way you're harmonious inside, you're harmonious with the people immediately around you. And even if we can't change the world as a whole, at least make sure that the world of your immediate influence is a good world. It's a good world in harmony. Because in harmony lies strengths. Think of thread. You have thread, little threads here and there scattered around. They don't have any strength at all. But if you weave them into a cloth, then they can hold things. They can lift weights. They can protect things. So when they're woven together right, there's strength there, there's goodness there. It's the same way with us as people. When we learn how to weave our lives together in a good way, in a harmonious way, things that we couldn't have done otherwise, now we can do. So start with the harmony inside between your mind and your body, and then let it spread out to the world around you. Primarily with thoughts of goodwill, acts of goodwill, words of goodwill. Notice how the Buddha emphasizes goodwill, goodwill, goodwill. Wishing for their happiness, wishing for your happiness, and realizing that their happiness doesn't have to conflict with yours. Yours doesn't have to conflict with theirs. There are ways of being happy, by being generous, by being virtuous, by meditating, where everybody benefits. So focus your attention on developing that kind of happiness. And your world, at least, will be a much more harmonious place.